Hi, I'm Samantha.
And I'm Julie. And this is...
And this... Stick to tape.
It's
like we don't have a title.
Oh, yes we do.
Oh.
Are you kidding me? Yeah, we do. It's episode 62, Hockey Day in America.
Oh, yeah, because it's Hockey Day in America.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Welcome to Hockey Day in America. We did everyone a favor and recorded after the Penguins game.
Yeah, because otherwise we would have been distracted. What is on my phone?
Extremely, because they won 5-1 over the Detroit Red Wings, which is saying, like, literally nothing.
Although
it was touch and go there for a second. We were all like, oh my god, because the Red Wings scored first, but then it was, like, the first 4 minutes of the game, so, like, there was a whole lot of game left.
Oh, sorry. I just woke up from a nap. I napped through the third. But that's the third time in like 3 games. Wings have scored first and led 1-0 and lost like 4-1 or whatever.
Yeah. It was truly something.
They are angling to. They're worse than the. 14-15 Sabres.
Those were the Sabres that were going for Connor McDavid.
Whew. Yeah. That's the bad tanking year. They're at -106 is their goal differential right now.
How does they Jeff did break have a job?
Because this is part of the plan.
It has to hurt his feelings though.
I know. It really does.
And then there's the fired coaches brunch where Babcock, Laviolette, and Gallant have been joined by Bruce Boudreau this week, by the by.
Bruce Boudreau got fired.
Yeah. So they're all like, Bruce is like getting loaded on mimosas, like, how does this guy have a job? Same Bruce. We just don't know. But. It's probably because the Red Wings, yeah, you're right. The Red Wings aren't trying to be good.
Yeah, like, that's the point. They're tanking.
Other teams that still suck, I don't know, like, the Devils still suck. Would you say they just traded somebody, like, literally 4 minutes before we started?
They just traded Andy Green to the Islanders for some unknown reason. Why would you trade with your divisional, not only your divisional rival, but, like, it's like a bus trip. For
it's not really a rival. How far are the Devils out?
I don't know.
It's not really a rivalry.
They have a rivalry with the Rangers. Like, it's whatever. Anyway, they traded Andy Green to the Islanders for a 2021 second and David Quinville, which I think means that the Devils have 2 Quinvilles now. I'm pretty sure they have John.
I mean, I guess we hit Cat Friendly and look it up.
Oh, God.
I'm looking.
Cat Friendly didn't have the trade yet.
Yeah, but we can always see if the other Quinville's on there, though.
That's true.
I mean.
Mm-hmm. I already have it open.
Oh. Well, did you get there? Did you find it? Did you see? Is it there?
Will you calm down?
No, I just want to annoy you. And I will annoy you. Anyways.
I don't know where the other Quinville is.
We were talking before we started and about, like, teams that we hate and how I can't believe that, like, the New York Rangers are my least hated team in New York. Because they are.
Yeah, because I started out, oh, no, John Quinville's with the Blackhawks.
Yeah, I thought that was weird.
I knew that.
Oh, but I found out the answer to a question I had myself today.
What?
I wanted to know where the hell Jared Carew was.
I don't know who that
is.
On
the island. He used to be a goalie. He used to be like a backup goalie for the Red Wings. Or like the third goalie for the Red Wings. A long time ago. He played... I want to say he played in like... one of the outdoor games between the Leafs and the Red Wings.
That's possible.
I want to say that that's true. But I was like, where the hell did he go? And now I know.
That's exciting.
What else?
Oh, there's outdoor games. First?
We did.
I don't know.
You know what? Actually, there's the lead. There's the lead. Speaking of outdoor games, there was an outdoor game yesterday. Did you know?
I did.
Okay, well, because I went online today, and one of my on the TL, somebody was like, "There was an outdoor game yesterday," because they did not know.
Yeah.
The only reason I know is because I saw the horrendous jerseys. Both of them were trash. I will say, however, that the Kings helmets looked really cool because they were like the shiny chrome helmets, and I think
Kings
those are
helmets cool. Were amazing.
The Kings jersey was better than the Avs jersey.
That's also true. But it was, yeah, so it was the Avalanche. It was the King Avalanche. I think the thing is when they do these outdoor games, like the classics, and not the winter classics, they do the other outdoor games, and then they just stick it, like, at the end of the day where there's a bunch of other games at the same time.
Yeah, I thought that, like, was really weird that it was, like, in the middle. And it was early, too, because the game started at, like, 6 or something, because they were done by 8:46, like, whatever. Yeah, are they in the central, like, central time?
Mountain
time? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but here's the thing, though. So, like, they had that game, but, like, so it was, like, really early, and it was in Colorado Springs at, like, the Air Force's Falcon Stadium. And, like, the Air Force was supposed to do traffic and traffic control and parking, and they fucked it up. And so there were people, they were still trying to get into the stadium to park and like, second intermission, and people were already leaving because they didn't want to get stuck in traffic.
Yeah.
And so, like, I saw Greg Wyshynski kept tweeting about it. He was there forever. Like, it was, like, 11 o'clock, and people were still trying to get out. Like, it was bad. And, like, people, like, he had a bunch of quotes from people who were trying to get to the game where, like, they just abandoned their cars and ditches and walked an hour to get there.
Yeah.
It's like, what? So I'm, like, wondering how far out this thing was. Like, I guess I need to look and see how, like, I know it was in Colorado Springs, which was, like, 45 minutes from Denver. And, like, oh my god. Like, it was taking 3 hours for people from Denver to get there.
Yeah, and these tickets are, like, mad expensive. And, like, people have bought, like, jerseys and all of this. And, like, they're, and to have this be, like, they didn't see, or I know some people were, like, some of them bought the tickets only to see, like, the concert or whatever, and they missed it because they were in traffic.
The concert, like, how many songs would you have played, though? Would you have played, like, a full concert? I'm just wondering.
Not a full concert, because a full concert's, like, an hour, but he plays, you know, he plays the big hits. I don't know who the fuck Sam Hunt is, really. Is it Sam Hunt?
Yeah, it was Sam Hunt. Like, I mean, Sarah and I missed, Dan and Shay at the old Winter Classic, but I honestly, the chicken tenders were worth it. They were fucking delicious.
I also missed Dan and Shay.
Oh yeah, you went out too.
Yeah, for no reason.
Yeah, well, get a buff.
It's fine.
We have fun.
We have fun.
Yeah, no, I didn't watch that game, but I know Tyler Toffoli got a hat trick.
Tyler Toffoli got the only Kings goals, and they won 3-1 against the Avalanche. I guess the Avs were stuck in traffic too.
Oh my god, it was so funny, because when in Wish's article about it, the name of the Avalanche fan that he interviewed was Jeff Carter. And I was like, I thought that was really funny. I was like, Jeff Carter.
Yeah, so the 30th ranked team, the Los Angeles Kings. And I saw a bunch of articles, and they were like, Tyler Toffoli shows that he's still an elite goal scorer with the hat trick against the Avs. And I was like, Tyler Toffoli?
I mean, I'm actually surprised he's still in Los Angeles. Like, I would not be surprised if Tyler Toffoli goes either by the trade deadline or in the summer.
So probably he won't. Maybe they're putting out these articles so that he won't be, because it's silly season. We have 2 weeks left, babe. We have less. We have like a week left, baby.
Okay, and I really like it when you call me baby. Anyway, yeah, fuck it. Trade Tyler Toffoli. Tear it down. Like, you don't have anything. You got rid of Ilya Kovalchuk. Just tear it down. Also, apparently Ilya Kovalchuk is doing pretty well in Montreal, so
yeah.
There's that. So, except for... Oh, speaking of Montreal...
Oh, God.
We are, like, this entire podcast is just, like, stream of consciousness right now.
Good. Perfect.
Okay. So, speaking of Montreal...
Yeah.
Let's talk about the Dallas Stars. Because apparently, when the Dallas Stars, who got legitimately jobbed in the playoffs last year with that bullshit call, I'm not over it because I swear to God, that fucking goal. Oh my God. Dallas Stars, who got jobbed by officials last year in the playoffs, are now officiating darlings. They went to Canada, and now they get all the calls. I hate Canadian media sometimes because, oh my God, please relax. Like, they're accusing the Stars of getting all the calls, both in their games in Toronto and Montreal. And I think that is the most ridiculous thing I have ever heard. Like, what? What?
It's... Well, Rads isn't currently on the team, so
Corey Perry.
I know, but I mean, like, Alexander Radulov takes a penalty every single game, and he wasn't in either of those games.
I don't think that they took a penalty in either of those games.
I know. I don't think they took a penalty in the Montreal game.
They did not take a penalty in the Montreal game. Anyways, if you're not in the know, if you don't know, so like. In the Montreal game, the Stars were losing 3-0, and they came back and won in overtime.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, on the back of Tyler Seguin, who finally scored a damn goal and now has 3 goals in 2 games.
Because of his mom.
Honestly, because of his mom. He just, and her, oh my God, somebody said Tyler's mom's home-cooked meal, but I'm pretty sure that in his Insta story, he, like,
it was a salad that she, like, bought from a store, and he was like, "This is mom's home-cooked meal," and
exactly.
She was like,
he
Tyler,
her.
And, like, would, like, was, like, trying to hide it from him, and it was really cute, and then the next day, he got his first goal in, like, 17 games.
Correct. Just, I think his first goal in 2020 calendar year.
Yeah, it is.
So, there's that, which is really exciting and fun. And then he, last night, did you see that goal in the OT goal?
No.
It is disgusting. It's so fucking gross. It is worth it. He literally sent, I think it was Victor Mete, and I think he sent him, like, right back to preschool. Like, it was gross. Oh my God. He walked him. Whoever it was. I don't know who it was. It might not
I'm pretty sure it was Victor Mete. Okay, well, here's the thing. He grew up a Toronto fan. And he started in the league as a Boston fan. And who did those two teams have in common as their most hated rival? It's the fucking Montreal Canadiens.
That's fair.
So he was gonna show him up. Oh, and he did.
Oh, yeah.
And here's the thing that I don't get about this road trip. I'm just sticking this in here. They went from Toronto to Montreal to Ottawa.
Yeah.
What the fuck? That's not...
Well, you know the schedulers are evil, so that's all it is. It's just the schedulers.
The schedulers, I think the schedulers hate the Earth and Jonathan Taves specifically. Because they were like, fuck Jonathan Taves. And we are going to spend the most amount of carbon footprints that we can this year. It's going to be great.
Controversial take, but fuck the Earth.
Fuck you. Jonathan Taves is just silently fuming every time. Like, the Hawks just wrapped up a road trip where they started in Winnipeg and then they went to, like, I think they went to Arizona on that trip, and then they ended the trip in Winnipeg, like, 8 games later.
Weird.
Like, it's super weird.
Yeah. But anyways,
Anyways.
I just wanted to make Stars. A note of officiating darlings, the Dallas Stars.
Yes.
Because they get all the calls.
They get all the calls. The NHL loves the Dallas Stars more than any other team.
I genuinely cannot with this. Like, it is, it's like, and you know, it's just that trumped up, like, they're not as good as they should be Canadian media charges, because, like, come on now. But they were like, oh my God, like, they were so mad last night, like, especially, like, the Montreal players, because they kept talking about how, like, officiating, and, like, Claude Julien put out a statement about officiating. There's a video of an official telling Brendan Gallagher to go fuck himself. Same.
I mean, can you imagine officiating any game with Brendan Gallagher in it and not giving in to the urge to tell him to go fuck himself? Like,
yeah. Well, and the thing is that, like, is abuse of official a thing? Like, is that a thing that they can get penalized for? Because I thought it was. So he's lucky. If the Stars really got all the calls, then he would have ended up in the box for abuse of the official. So, basically, shut up.
Yeah, and you also, can get
you have to defend if you don't want to blow a 3-goal lead.
Yeah.
So, that's on you, dog. So.
Carrie.
Ugh, oh my God, oh my God. You please watch Tyler's goal. It's incredible.
Okay.
What else did I want to say?
I don't know.
I love the Dallas Stars. I'm comeback kings, Teebs.
They have the best record in the NHL since their 1-7-1 start still.
And they're 1 point out of the lead, I think, or maybe they're very close to the Western Conference lead. I think if St. Louis loses today, is what I think. If St. Louis loses and Dallas wins, I think they're top of the West.
They are 1 point out, and they have the same number. They are 1 point out of the lead in the West. They have the same number of games played. They have more winning games. They have won two more games than the Blues
play the Preds, which it could go either way.
It could go either way.
Yeah. However, let me look. What else am I gonna look at here?
Wow. I don't know.
Penguins are 1 point out of the top of the Metro with...
No, I know they are, with one game in hand.
One game in hand. And Washington... I think Washington plays tonight? Maybe? I don't know. If they do... No. I thought they did. I thought they played the Golden Knights today.
They do not.
Oh, is that tomorrow then?
They play the Washington Golden Knights? Plays tomorrow, yeah.
Okay. So they play the Golden Knights tomorrow. And speaking of Washington and the Golden Knights and Washington specifically, like, Ovechkin is now perpetually stuck at 698.
I know.
It's been
a
few games and he's like stuck at 698, which means he's gonna score them tomorrow.
Sidney Crosby was stuck at 399 for like a month, remember?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, he's gonna retire.
To catch up to Ovi in points since he missed fucking 28 games. So
why Nick Bonino on my television?
Because the Preds are playing the Blues today.
I know, but he's on like the intermission report. I don't know. It's weird.
Okay.
Show me pictures of your babies. God, he's such
I know, right? Oh my God. You know, if you're looking for cute honky baby content, though, I believe Kayla Dumoulin has some pretty good Braden Dumoulin content currently.
Dumoulin is the cutest goddamn baby I have ever seen. He's so cute. And she loves to show pictures of him and, like, and little videos of him laughing and... It is incredible. He is the cutest little baby.
Correct. So, that's nice. Oh my God. Speaking of content, I don't know if you saw this. I don't know if you saw this. But did you see any of the Avalanche's, like, stories. Did they come across your timeline at all?
I didn't see. I saw some people freaking out about it. I didn't actually see anything, and I didn't search it out because I don't actually care. But apparently Gabe Landeskog showed somebody JT Confer's ass. Yeah,
I mean, if you're looking for ass content, you should probably go find them because...
Hockey players have good asses.
I hate the abs, but that was a nice ass.
Hockey players have very good asses. They don't have great faces, but they have incredible asses and thighs. It's good. Good content.
I just want you to know that Sid missed 28 games, and he's only 18 points behind Ovi. Ovi's at 1268, and Sid's at 1250. This is my running score, running tab. And I don't know if today's I don't know if today's points are calculated in. I'll double check it.
Probably not. Did he have a multi-point game again?
I don't think so. I think it was just the one.
Sidney Crosby. Hold on. Well, there was a Sidney Crosby. There was a Sidney Crosby. Hold on. I have to find it now.
He's a demon.
He's a fucking nightmare. I think he was from Friday. Let me get there. Sidney Crosby. This is from Friday. He factored on a Penguins game-winning goal for the third time in four victories. And the 197th time in his career, the third most among active players, behind Joe Thornton, who's been playing for 20 years, and Patrick Marleau, who's been playing for 20 years. Joe Thornton has 247, and Patrick Marleau has 217, and Sidney Crosby has 197, and he's been playing for, what, 14 years?
Yeah.
He's a fucking nightmare.
That's wild.
I know. Speaking of the Montreal Canadiens.
Yes.
Brand new Pittsburgh Penguin Jason Zucker scored twice against the Montreal Canadiens.
Correct. Welcome in his second, to Zuckerberg, Pennsylvania.
Welcome to Zuckerberg, Pennsylvania. The Pens in Sam of Pens Inside Scoop hashtagged, I'm a Zucker for you.
They made
both of his goals.
They made those Valentines. You know how they do the Valentines every year?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One of the Valentines, the Jason Zucker one, says, I'm a Zucker for you. And I'm like, bringing together my two faves.
That's incredible.
You know what I can't wait for?
What?
One day. I can't wait for the mix of K-pop and hockey to truly just bring everything together.
Julie, no.
I'm trying to convince Samantha to go see BTS with me in Toronto this summer. It'll be worth it, I promise.
Oh my god.
I found cheaper tickets the other day. I found ones for $55. I'm doing this on the podcast so I can publicly shame you into hanging out with me.
When is it?
Like,
is the thing.
It's like end of May.
Oh, if it's in May, I could probably do it. Yeah.
I'm waiting to find out if my friend Rachel can go. If Rachel can go with me, you're off the hook.
No, I'll go with you.
Friendship. Anyways, I don't even know if I'm into it. Like, I haven't even listened to anything. I just want to go.
I know you haven't.
Anyway.
There is a song on Halsey's new album that has one of the BTS guys on it. And I have listened to that because I fucking love Halsey's new album.
Is it RM?
I think so, yeah.
Whatever the fuck his name is. I only learned because I got into it with BTS Twit. They came after me. They like came after me. Yikes.
That yeah, really funny. RM. No, actually, it's not. It's, is it somebody else?
I don't know who they are. I'm going to look it up. I want to know. Anyway.
Anyway.
Sorry.
On our hockey podcast.
On our K-pop hockey podcast. Anyway.
It's only one K-pop band I stan, and it's unique, and they're no longer together.
Isn't that unfortunate?
It is unfortunate.
It'll buff. Anyway, what else was I going to talk about? Oh, there was something important.
Oh, speaking of kid content, this isn't that important, but I just, because Twitter was like, hey, you seem interested in tweets about Antoine Roussel. Here's what the Canucks are doing. Because the Vancouver Canucks tweeted out a video of Antoine's 3-year-old son, Teddy Roussel, on the ice, and it is very cute. And he's like, it's against one of the goalies. He tries to score a little goal, and then Quinn Hughes is playing with him. It's why Quinn Hughes a lot more now. It's very cute. Teddy Roussel is adorable.
I have the answer to the K-pop question for the Halsey thing. It's Suga.
Okay, all right. That's what I thought.
Which Min Yoongi, I guess. Which, he has like 2 stage names. What the fuck is this? Okay, I'm done. I can't. Not right now. I'll save it for later. He's cute, though. Anyway. Teddy Roussel is very cute, and I love it. Oh my god. What the fuck else did we get around? Did we talk about Jeremy Roenick the last time?
Yes, we did.
We talked about it. So there's, again, he was reared his ugly head last night because there's, like, this huge drama on the Twitter.com right now between Paul Bissonnette and Daniel Carcillo, and I really don't want to get into it because I'm thinking that both of them suck.
Both of them suck.
I feel like both of them suck and both of them have a point at the same time. Does that make sense?
Yes, both of them suck. They have a very long history. They were both on the Penguins at the same time, I think.
Mm-hmm.
They had a fight at practice once. They are both... Daniel Carcillo, when he played, he was... This is not really an excuse, but he was... I think he was drunk a lot of the time, and also he was a terrible, terrible person. He has said this. He has come out and said it. He is trying to be better about it. He also, like... got hit in the head a bunch, and I think that didn't help anything. He spends most of his time on Twitter advocating for players' safety, pretty much, and like trying to call out Gary Bettman that like CTE is a real thing and all of this. Like that's what he spends most of his time on Twitter doing. He knows that he's a bad person. He was a very bad person. He has apologized. But I mean, even if you can, to whoever he like hurt or whatever, they can be mad at him forever. It doesn't matter. He can apologize and they can just be mad at him because he did do those things. So Paul Bissonnette like called him out on some of the stuff that he did years ago. But Paul Bissonnette is,
he works for Barstool, and that's all you really have to say.
He works for Barstool. He's also not a good person. He has also not made any attempts to be a better person, from what I can tell. But they're both, neither one of them are very good people.
Yeah.
I don't really care. And they're men. I don't give a shit.
You guys can look into it if you want. Like, I just wanted to, like, mention it on the pod, but, like, I don't really... Like, I'm not going to defend or, like, side with either one of them because I don't know enough about it either. So,
yeah,
there's that. Although, I just saw the stat come up on the timeline. It says, Sam Lafferty is the first PA native to score a goal in Pittsburgh for the Pens since Eric Tangrady versus the New York Islanders on October 15, 2010.
I also saw that, and I was like, that can't be right, because he's got, like, 5 goals already. No, he scored all of them on the road.
That's wild.
That's the first time he scored at home. He's a cutie.
Yeah, he is.
I like him. It is.
Did we?
The Pittsburgh Penguins had their Aces and Ice night, or Night of Sists.
It's literally what I was about to talk about. They had out of my head, you witch.
They had their Night of Assists night whatever. And it was a 70s themed. And I think it happened. We recorded the day that it happened and we kind of talked about it, but we didn't It is definitely, for me, it is, I can name everybody by sight, time of year. It's very exciting. Next, I'm going to see if I can get all of their numbers. I can't, but I can try. I forgot what I was going to talk about. It was really cute. It was 70s themed, and there were a bunch of pictures.
Ridiculous.
They looked ridiculous. Everybody had a lot of fun.
Sid was like, yeah, I think I like the suspenders from last year. This is a little too much for me. I love him. Oh, holy smokes. I didn't know that. So, sorry. This is really a stream of consciousness podcast.
Really is.
Andy Green was the captain of the Devils, which I guess I knew tangentially. Yeah. But also, he waived his no trade for this.
What?
He has a long-standing history with Lou Lamoriello. So, he was cool with it, I guess. Okay. David Quenneville in a second.
I mean, he doesn't have to move, like you said, so...
Yeah, I don't think he would have to move. Anyways. So there's only one other thing that I really have to talk about, and I think it's really interesting, and I don't know. I don't want it... I want to talk about it sensitively because I feel like it could potentially be racist. No, it's just about the stick shortage.
Oh, okay.
Or the perceived idea that there could be a stick shortage, I guess. So there are like three major stick companies, CCM, mm-hmm. Bauer, and Warrior. CCM and Bauer operate out of China. Their factories are closed.
Yeah.
They close because of the coronavirus outbreak, but they also close, the factories close like on Christmas and Lunar New Year as well. Yeah. So in the article that Sean Shapiro wrote for The Athletic, it talks about how the Stars equipment manager made his last major big stick order at the beginning of December. So mm-hmm. they're not in as bad of a place as some other teams. It sounds like they hoard quite a lot and kind of keep stuff back. And like there was a thing about how Tyler Seguin grabbed a bunch of sticks from his mom's basement or garage because he had some sticks there. But like mm-hmm. there are people that like there could be like stick shortages because they can't get any sticks from China right now.
Right.
And the Stars were talking about how they're lucky Joe Pavelski gets Warrior sticks because Warrior manufactures their sticks in Tijuana, Mexico. And they're lucky that Joe Pavelski gets his sticks from Warrior because he goes through a lot of sticks. So I was thinking about that, too, because I don't know what kind of stick Brendan Gallagher uses, but if he's using sticks that get produced in China, he probably doesn't want to break them over the bench like he did last night. Or was it last
night?
Stop
being a baby. Probably, yeah. Yeah.
Like, and they were talking about that, like, I read another article, like, of where, like, a lot of them don't, like, Tyson Berry was like, I gotta go take stock and see what I've got. I think maybe... Austin Matthews might be in a little trouble because apparently any player that takes faceoffs a lot is kind of in trouble. They go through a few more sticks than anybody else. And you know, these guys give sticks away all the time. They can't do that right now because they can't like, and I think it said that CCM or it was either CCM or Bauer are trying to get their factories open this week, but like you can't. If these people Bauer, can't go to work, they can't go to work. Like, it's just the way it...
Like. I know that Austin Matthews and Jonathan Taves are both sponsored by Bauer.
So they're Bauer players.
I have watched that Bauer commercial numerous times. The Bauer sticks are the shiny blue ones. So you can see them on the ice. Like, you can tell which ones are Bauer. But, oh my God.
Are you okay?
I'm fine. I have the Boston Rangers game on, and I think it was David Krejci high-staked a Ranger in the face.
Oh, no.
And he's bleeding profusely. It's a 4-minute.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. That's what Brandon Gallagher was mad about. He got high-sticked. And he said he was bleeding. And he was bleeding, but the refs didn't call it. I'm like, they probably didn't see it. And when Koontz is going to give Brendan Gallagher the, like...
benefit of the doubt.
Like, Jesus. But anyways, back to the stick thing, because I'm like, I don't know why I'm so interested in it. I just think it's so interesting. But, like...
I know a little bit about, like, what's happening in China, because I know someone who works with, she works at a college, and she works with students, who take, like, online courses in China, and they are right now, like, they're not allowed to leave their house, they're not allowed to, like, they're trying to get, she's trying to mail, like, diplomas to them, but they can't, the mail isn't running, like, except for medical supplies right now.
That's wild.
And I have seen, like, videos of, like, the variety show Day Day Up or whatever, they're doing, like, Skype calls now. They're not, like, going to the studio.
I wondered if that's what they were doing.
That's what they're doing, yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay. Well, I mean, this is... Samantha and I have Chinese side fandom now, so, like, we know that. But it's weird that these things are coinciding with one another. The other thing about it is that the American Hockey League, a lot of them have specific deals with, like, CCM. Like, the Texas Stars are contracted with CCM, and except for a couple of allowances, everybody on the Texas Stars uses CCM gear.
Oops.
So, so they're, it also says the National Women's Hockey League has not seen an impact because they get their sticks from Warrior, which is, they do 6 days a week production in Mexico. But Tyson Berry of the Toronto Maple Leafs says, like, they were like, well, what do you do? Would you switch manufacturers? And he was like, I mean, if I had to, I guess, but if you ask anybody, it would be tough to switch. You're used to using it every day, your flex, your curve, the whole thing. It would be an adjustment to switch to something else. So, and keep in mind, this isn't, like, all hockey sticks. This is, like, pro hockey sticks. Like, they have specific orders. Like, any, like, your other regular, like, amateur and beer leaguer sticks, they're fine. They're going to be there. You're not going to see an impact there. These are, like, the specific sticks that they order per guy. Like, I'm just trying to find out, like, how many sticks it was per team. Like, oh, okay.
I have a trade thing.
Another trade thing?
Sort of, yeah, when you get a chance.
Okay, well, okay, so, Jack Eichel says he goes through 100 sticks a season, probably.
Jesus.
And then
Tyler, I mean, they play 82 games. It does make sense.
Yeah, well, Tyler Seguin changes his sticks out every game. Diva. And he was like, it says he changes sticks every game, was worried about running out, and he stopped at his mom's house in Toronto before a game against the Maple Leafs and picked up two more just in case. He saw what was left in the garage, I'll just manage. Yeah. Isn't that wild?
That is wild.
Yeah,
buddy. Thank you.
So, I wanted to see where it said, okay, there it is. I'm looking for, the Red Wings manager says they also did, like, orders in December before Chinese New Year because they wanted to stock up before that, and then the virus hit. He said, they're like, the Red Wings manager's like, am I concerned? Yes, but I'm not panicking. He figures the Red Wings go through 70 to 120 sticks each year, which would translate to 1,600 sticks per team, which is more than 50,000 sticks across the league.
Yeah.
That's so many sticks. And, like, you think about these guys when they break sticks just for fucking nothing.
Like $300 a stick, too.
Oh, my God. Remember the time I was at a game and some woman was like, I was like, oh, my God, don't break a stick. Those things are so expensive. And the woman was like, they're not that expensive. I'm like, if you don't think $200 to $300 isn't expensive, please leave me alone. Like, please. Fuck off.
Well, you were at a hockey game. They're Okay, the trade thing that I have.
Okay, please tell me. I'm done talking about sticks. I just thought it was interesting.
Okay, it's about the Devils.
Insensitive. I didn't mean to be if I was.
I don't think you were.
Okay, I worry about those things. I just don't want to be. Go ahead.
No, I mean, it's not... It is true the country is shut down. Like, that's not racist. That's just
I know. I just want to, like, you know. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so this is a tweet. Apparently there was a report that Blake Coleman had been traded to the Colorado Avalanche. That is not true, according to the team.
Oh, okay.
It is silly season, dude. It is time for rumors, and I don't even know what's going to happen. No one knows.
Exciting. I'm ready for silly stuff.
Oh, I don't want silly season. There's been like no trades. There have now been like 3 trades, but like, oh my god, there were barely any trades this season. This is also, so there were barely any trades this season, but this is like the bloodiest coach firing season in a while.
Oh my god, yeah, that's right. Which is why I'm still so, I mean, I understand, I know why Jeff Blashill is where he is and why. I know we've already talked about this on this strange, like, wandering podcast. But also, wow.
I mean, I don't know how long his contract is, but I feel like he's not going to get renewed.
Yeah.
I think probably Yzerman doesn't want to, like, this is his first year as GM, and you know that generally GMs like to bring in their own coaches, mm-hmm. but I think unless, because it's not like he's, I mean, they are, like, a very bad team, but no one's expecting them to be good, and I think they've also had a lot of injuries, too, which does not help, but I don't think it's, like, fireable offenses quite yet. And I think it's a little bit of Yzerman like taking stock and like, cause he was not expecting this team to do well. And then he'll bring in his own coach. I don't know who his coach would be. I did see some people like as soon as Bruce Boudreau got fired, like, people were speculating like, oh, do we think that Sheldon Keefe is going to stay with the Leafs? And it's like, first of all, he's not an interim coach. Second of all, they're doing pretty well under him. He's just had a lot of goaltending issues. And third of all, what the fuck has Bruce Boudreau done? Like,
Bruce Boudreau, here's the thing about Bruce, about Gabby, that's what they call him.
Oh my god.
He's great until he's not. And the thing is that
he great though? I looked at his NHL record.
Oh my god, fuck off. Listen, there's a pattern. And the next team he goes to will improve for a while. And then they'll be garbage again. It's a cycle. He's like this. He does it every single time he goes to a new team. It's what happened when he went back to the Ducks. They made it to the playoffs. When he went to the Wild, they made it to the playoffs. He has a little bit of an impact for a little while, and then it's done. So
he's never coached a team all the way to the final. He's never coached a team. The last time he coached a team to a championship was like the Mississippi Seawolves to the Kelly Cup Championship in 1999.
Why do you hate Bruce Boudreau so much? What did he ever do to you? What did he do?
I don't hate Bruce Boudreau in particular, but I hate the idea behind, like, a coach has been fired.
What did he do to you?
Because he's bad at his job, and because he is an old guy, we're going to fire the new young guys that we've brought in to put the old guy back in. Like, I hate that, and I think it's very dumb.
Yeah, that might be true.
And I think if Bruce Boudreau and, like, I think if some of these guys continue to not have jobs, Mike Babcock, I think it's fine. It makes sense to me.
I feel like he's probably going to Seattle.
No, why would he go to Seattle?
Why not?
Who, Boudreau?
No, Babcock.
Okay, Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. Mike Babcock to Seattle, yeah, sure.
Yeah. But, and, like, Bruce and also it is of note to say that the Wild did not hire one of these guys that are waiting in the wings. They've promoted a guy up to interim. So, I forget what his name is. Like, something Evanson or something like that.
Yeah, he lost his first game.
What? It's the Wild, is it saying much?
The Wild got shut out by the Sharks, though.
Oof. Oh, woof, mama. Martin Jones. I remember that now. Someone's like, Martin Jones got a shutout.
Martin Jones got his first shutout of the season against the Wild for this dude's first game.
Yikes. Anyways.
Yikes on bikes.
Yikes on bikes. Oh, speaking of on bikes, I don't know. Yikes, bikes, spikes in my head. And yikes. Zach Kassian suspended again.
Seven games
for literally kicking with his skate to chest Eric Chernak of the Tampa Bay Lightning. You can't do that.
You can't do that. He was offered an in-person hearing, which is when you know it's bad, it's at least 3 games. He waived his right to an in-person hearing. He had a phone hearing on Friday. They gave him 7 games.
And he's like, he's a repeat offender. He just was suspended because he can't make good on ice decisions. So if he was just suspended for that and now he's suspended again, clearly his suspension didn't really help.
Do anything.
So he can't like make good on ice decisions. And I'm not sure if 7 games is enough.
Well, the next time he injures somebody, he was fine.
He was fine, but that's not the point. You can't.
I know. Knife on your foot. The next time he injures somebody, it's going to be, maybe it'll be 20 games and he'll pull a fucking Tom Wilson, because Tom Wilson did actually seem to turn it around.
Yeah. For now.
Who else? Evander Kane got suspended for something. 2 games, I think.
Oh, did he? He got suspended? And then Zdeno Chara didn't get shit for that cross-check to Gallagher, except for a fine?
He got a fine. Actually, I don't know if Evander Kane got... No, I think he did get... I think he got, like, 2 games. I know
Kane went off on player safety. He, like, posted, like, a Twitter note type deal. Like, he was, like, going off on player safety.
Yeah. Yeah, he went off on player safety. He was like, they can't... He was mad about getting another suspension, pretty much. He needs to... He's a repeat offender as well.
Yeah, but, like, you can't... Dude, you can't just suspend people willy-nilly and then not give Zdeno Chara at least a game for that. Because I'm pretty sure that was bad.
That was bad.
Woof. He only got a fine. Yikes on bikes. Anyway, I'm trying to vamp for you while you're looking for something, and I'm doing a really bad job at it.
He's suspended, yeah. Okay. He did get suspended. I think it was 2 games. Sorry, I had to check. Sorry,
no,
my dad.
You're fine. I don't have anything else to talk about, but I know you have stats, and we are running up against the hour.
Okay. Stats. Hey, remember how I was like, there've been no hat tricks? Yeah, there were like 4 hat tricks this week.
And one not hat trick.
Don't worry, it is on my list. Okay, so immediately upon us finishing recording on Wednesday, David Pastrnak of the Bruins got his 4th hat trick of the season.
Pasta's feelings are hurt.
And that was in that same game that Zdeno Chara tried to decapitate Brendan Gallagher. The next day, I'm sorry, 100% I can tell the dogs are doing something upstairs they should not be doing. Okay. The next day, Craig Smith of the Predators got a hat trick and a 5-0 win against the Isles. Zach Sanford of the St. Louis Blues got a fucking dick trick.
Whoa.
And, I know. So that's the fifth Dick trick of the season, one more than last year. And the Blues then lost to the Knights in overtime. Tyler Toffoli, we've already mentioned, he got the only three goals in the for the Kings in the stadium series last night, and a 3-1 win. And then today, Patrick Hornquist of the Pittsburgh Penguins. Originally, they said that the first goal, because there was like this nasty goal around the goal mouth, it was a scramble. They said it was Sam Lafferty's, and then they said it was Patrick Hornquist, and then Horny scored two more, and then the Hats came down. And then after the game, they were like, no, it was Sam Lafferty's. So Patrick Hornquist did not get a hat trick. The Pittsburgh Penguins are still without a hat trick this season. But
it's coming.
They did get to throw hats on the ice, which is always very exciting.
Yes. I don't know what I'm trying to say.
Marc-Andre Fleury got his 60th shutout of his career. He's, I think, 18th all-time. In a 1-0 win against the Isles, he made 19 saves. And whoever was in net for the Isles made, like, 42.
Wow. Was it Leonard? Wait, no, he's in Chicago.
It was not Leonard. I don't think so.
Oh, then it was Grace. Is Grace still there? Is he still a thing?
I don't think so. I don't know who it was.
Anyways, I just want to let you know, I just read this tweet, and so reading tweets is, like, this is the theme of our very, very stream of consciousness podcast. Alexi Lafreniere has 6 points in 30 minutes of play in today's game, 1 goal, 5 assists. He's 98 points, 29 goals, 69 nice assists in 44 games.
Jesus.
Which, I mean, technically, he's still Magic Beans. I mean, you don't know if that's going to translate to the NHL, but you assume that it will, and holy fuck.
Okay, yeah, that was...
6-point game, and it's only 30 minutes? Wow.
Okay. There were other shutouts, but it doesn't really matter. Last night, the Blackhawks scored 8 goals. Against the Flames. And one that's, there have been a lot of, oh my God, hold on now. Hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4. Five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. There have been 10 games this season where at least one team has scored 8 goals.
Wow.
And 1 9-goal game. It's crazy. Yeah, that's pretty much, I think that's all I have for stats.
Oh my God. Andy there were no Green first played games. For 14 years in Jersey.
Yeah!
Wow. Oh, I don't know anything about them, but holy frick, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, I don't have anything else to say.
I have the best name in hockey this week.
Do you want to tell us what it is?
Yes, I do. Okay, so the best name in hockey this week is Michael Zigomanis. The great Michael Zigomanis. He was drafted twice.
Twice?
He was, this happens sometimes. He was drafted in the NHL entry draft in 1999, 64th overall by the Buffalo Sabres.
Yeah.
He, agreed to terms with the Sabres just before the 5 p.m. deadline on June 1st, 2001, but there was a typo in his contract.
Oh, no.
And the league did not accept it. And so then he had to re-enter the draft.
So he drafted him the second time.
The second time he was drafted 46th overall by the Carolina Hurricanes. He's pretty much like a grinder. Like he played 134 career games. He scored 19 goals and 14 assists for 33 points. And I think he had, what do you have? He had 89 penalty minutes. He was up and down a lot. He was played for the Marlies and he played for the AHL a lot. He played for the Hurricanes, the Blues, the Coyotes, the Penguins, and the Maple Leafs. So he played for like the Peoria Rivermen and the Marlies and the Rampage. And then his last year in playing pro hockey in North America, he signed a tryout with the Rochester Americans, who are the AHL. He signed an AHL contract with the Rochester Americans, who are the Buffalo Sabres farm team. He now works for Toronto Sports Radio. He co-hosts the morning show 590 AM The Fan. He's a center. He was born in Canada. And his name is Michael Zigomanis.
What a name. I'm glad that he went into broadcasting. I like a lot of times you'll find those grinder guys that are like, the hard work guys are always really funny and really personable.
Yeah.
And I like that. I'm glad. Good for him.
Yeah.
What a name.
Yeah. So that's the best name in hockey this week.
Right. Well, that concludes Hockey Day in America on the Stick to Tape podcast. should you like to get in touch with us? Oh, shoot. Before we do that, do you want to take the time to talk about, like, first game things? Or not? Like, do you want to hold it off till next week? Or do you want to talk about it now? Like, we're a little late.
We are a little late. We could talk. I think we'll talk about it later. Maybe not next week. We may also try not to record, because I think next Sunday is the day before the trade deadline, so we may want to record next Tuesday.
Okay. All right.
But we'll figure it out.
All right. Well, we'll just put this on the back burner. Forget I said anything about it. Edit it out in post. we don't edit anything. If you want to find us, we are on Twitter at Stick to Tape.
Our DMs are open. If you have any longer questions, comments, concerns, best name in hockey suggestions, you can email us at sticktotapepod@gmail.com.
Otherwise, you can just stick to tape.